Is it mutter to purchase a talus bag that has shatness in it? Is there an issur of shatness in a talus bag that you own? So there's a very important Ramah in Hilchos Shatness in Simin Shin Aleph in Yeridaya where he says the following halach. Says the Ramah, there's a distinction between the peroiches that you have on the Aron HaKodesh and the cloth that's put, that's placed on top of the bima that you put the Sefer Torah on during Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Ramah, there's an Isser for a person to have either a tablecloth for his table made of shatness, or for the cloth that you put on top of the bima to be made from shatness. However, when it comes to the pareiches that's placed on the Aron HaKodesh, it's mutter to have it made out of shatness. Now, what's the difference? So the Ramo says as follows, and this comes from the Hagoyis HaShri and the Or Zeruah and some other Rishonim where they make this chiluk la'alocha, and they say like this. The Isser of Shatness is one of two things. Either it's actually wearing a garment of Shatness, Levisha, or it's Halo. You cover yourself with it, and you derive benefit from the Shatness that's placed on top of you. That's Halo. Says the Ramah, shame these Rishonim, if you have, let's say, a tablecloth made of Shatness, or if you have a cloth that's placed on top of the Bima made of Shatness, there's a concern that perhaps you might, on a cold day, wrap your hand in the cloth of the sefer on the bima, or wrap your hand in the cloth that's lying on your table as a tablecloth, and then you'll derive benefit from the warmth of the cloth, and therefore you'll be in violation of the Isser of Shatness. Memela, we say that you shouldn't, in the first place, have this cloth that's placed on top of the bima, or a tablecloth that's made out of shatness, because we have a concern that you might inadvertently one day wrap your hands in this cloth, and you'll derive benefit from shatness, and then you're going to be over on Isser Deraisa. So therefore we say, L'chatchila, it's osser to make this type of cloth of shatness. However, when it comes to the Aron HaKodesh, or let's say a cloth that's placed inside the Aron HaKodesh, since it's usher for a person to derive benefit from this cloth, memela, you're allowed to make it from shatness, because there's no concern that you'll wrap yourself in this garment and derive benefit from it, because it's usher, because it's part of the Aron HaKodesh. And therefore, since people will obviously abstain from wrapping their hand in this cloth to derive benefit from it, memela, it's mutter to make it from shatness, because there's no concern that a person will derive benefit from the cloth. Now, there's actually a machlekes achroinim as to how far this distinction extends. The Taz understands that this dispensation, that you're allowed to make, let's say, the Aron HaKodesh cloths made out of shatness because there's no concern that a person will wrap his hands in it, that only applies to the actual cloths that are in the Aron HaKodesh, because a person abstains from these types of cloth and doesn't derive benefit from it. However, Zok the Taz, if let's say you have a Sefer Torah mantle where you take it out of the Aron HaKodesh, then we do have a concern that a person might wrap his hands in the garment, and therefore you should make sure not to make it out of shatness, even though it's Tashmishei Kedusha. So according to the Ramah, according to the Taz, this is a specific and unique halacha with respect to cloths that are around the Aron HaKodesh or inside the Aron HaKodesh, where people will never derive benefit from these cloths. However, the Gilyon Marsha has a different explanation. And the Gilyon Marsha says that this chiluk applies even if you have a Sefer Torah mantle or any Tashmishei Kedusha, because any Tashmishei Kedusha, a person will not derive benefit and put his wrap his hand in the cloth, because you're not allowed to be nene on a personal level from Tashmishei Kedusha. And therefore, all Tashmishei Kedusha, it's mutter to make it out of shatness, because there's no concern that you'll wrap your cloth in this baget, because this baget is off limits to you. It's Tashmishei Kedusha, you're not allowed to be nene from it, and therefore you're allowed to make it out of shatness. Now, she'en kein, when it comes to the cloth that's surrounding the bima, or let's say a tablecloth, people do have this concern that they'll be nene from it, and therefore you're not allowed to make it out of shatness. That's how many achronim bring down, that there's a difference between tashmishei kedusha and tashmishei mitzvah. Tashmishei mitzvah, there is no iser to be nene from it, and therefore there's a problem of making it of shatness because we have a concern that you'll wrap your hands in it. Masha'enke, when it comes to tashmishei kedusha, it's also for you to derive personal benefit from it, and therefore you're allowed to make it out of shatness because there's no chashash that you're going to wrap your hands in this garment. The question is that there are poiskim that say that the cloth that's placed on top of a bima is also tashmishei kedusha, and therefore it should be mutter to make it out of shatness because you're not allowed to derive benefit from it because it's tashmishei kedusha. So l'chayra, there shouldn't be any concern that you'll derive benefit by placing your hand in the cloth, because l'maisa it's off limits. It's tashmishei kedusha. So why do we have a concern, and why do we aser making the cloth that's placed on top of the bima from shatness? So there are a couple of explanations in the poskim as to why we are chayshish for a chashash of deriving benefit from the cloth, and why we aser making the cloth of shatness when it's going to be placed on top of the bima. The lashon brought down is that it's tashmish to tashmish. It's two steps removed, and therefore it's not actually tashmish ekdusha, and therefore it's mutter to derive benefit from it. And therefore, when it comes to placing it on the bima, since it's tashmish to tashmish, there is a concern that you'll wrap your hands in it, and memela, you're not allowed to make it out of shatness. Now the problem is that many poskim assume that it's not tashmish to tashmish. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah that a person has to make sure not to lean and rest on top of the cloth, on top of the bima, because it's tashmish to kedusha, because you put your Sefer Torah on the bima, on this cloth, and therefore it's a problem of tashmish kedusha, and you can't derive benefit from this beged. So some poskim taka want to say that even if in halacha perhaps we should be machmir and treat it as tashmish to kedusha, but in people's mind, they treat it as tashmish to tashmish, and they do lean on it. And therefore, since there is a practical concern that a person would stick his hand in this beged and derive benefit from it, we therefore say, don't make it from shatness, because you might derive benefit and be over on the iser of shatness. That's one mahalach, that this that we're considering a tashmish to tashmish, and therefore we're saying, don't make it out of shatness, is based on a practical concern that people consider it tashmish to tashmish, even though lahalacha, perhaps you have to be choshish that it's tashmish to kedusha. And there's a second mahalach that's brought down in the Paiskim, this is brought down in the Derech Hamuna from Chaim Kanievsky, that perhaps the concern by placing a cloth that has shatness in it on a bima is based on the fact that there's a tanai that shuls make when they place a cloth on a bima, that it shouldn't be endowed with kedusha, and therefore they don't want to treat it with kedushas sefer Torah, kedushas stam, and therefore we don't treat it as tashmish kedusha. We treat it as tashmish to tashmish, based on a tanai that people make or shuls make when they actually place the cloth on the bima for the first time, and therefore since they made it tonight, it doesn't have the din kedusha, and therefore people might be nene from it, and therefore we do have a concern of making it of shatness. We say, don't make it out of shatness, because you might derive hana from it by placing your hand in the garment. But at any rate, that's the basic rule, according to the Gilyum Arshah, B'Shem the Bere Esek, and other achronim, that it depends on whether it's tashmish to kedusha, where there's an iser hana, and therefore there's no concern that people will enjoy and derive benefit from the warmth of this cloth. Whereas a case of tashmishei mitzvah, where there is no iser, where we do have a concern that people will derive benefit, and therefore we say that there's an iser to make it out of shatness because of this concern. We mentioned the shita of the Taz that seemed to say that it depends on Aron HaKodesh, or things that are in this Aron HaKodesh that are in proximity to the Sefer Torah, where people will abstain from. There's no concern of making it of shatness, because people will never be nene from it. And a case where it's on the bima, or as a tablecloth, where people do sometimes have hana from it, and therefore we say, don't make it out of shatness. What about making your talus bag out of Shatnez. So according to the premise of the Paiskim that we just mentioned, that there's a distinction between Tashmishi Kedusha and Tashmishi Mitzvah, or according to the Taz, that there's a distinction between things that are in the Aron HaKodesh and outside the Aron HaKodesh, it should be usur to make a talis bag out of shatnez. Because there's a concern that you might derive some type of benefit from the cloth, from the actual talis bag. Since it's not Tashmishi Kedusha, it's only Tashmishi Mitzvah, therefore there's no isur of Hana, and therefore there is a concern when it comes to shatnez, and therefore you should not make it out of shatnez. When it comes to tefillin bags, there's a machlekes apayiskim. A tefillin zekel is a machlekes whether it's actually tashmish kedusha because of the ritzuas of the tefillin, or it's only tashmish de tashnish because the ritzuas don't have it in kedusha. Rather, the kedusha is the actual tefillin, and the tefillin are in a box, in a bias, and therefore, since it's in a bias, the bag is a tashmish dit tashmish, and it's not also. And the truth is that it's really a machlekes Rishonim, it's machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, and Maseches Megillah. But at any rate, the Mishnah Berurah, B'shem the Primi Godim, says that a person should be machmir and should not have it made of shatnez. In other words, even though according to some Paiskim, it's tashmish de kedusha, and therefore there shouldn't be a concern, according to at least the Bar Esek and other Achronim, because they hold that there's an Isser to be Nene from Tashmishi Kedusha, and therefore you're allowed to make it out of Shatnez, because there's no concern of Hano. Lamaisa, it's a Machlekes HaPaiskim, if Bechlal it's Tashmishi Kedusha. According to many Paiskim, it's Tashmishi Mitzvah, and therefore you're not allowed to make it out of Shatnez, because of the concern that a person might have Hano from this Tefillin Zekel.